How big is a mustard seed? This is Father Scott Seetoller. What follows next is a joyful reflection. It's Wednesday, and if by this point in the week you are starting to feel overwhelmed by all of your responsibilities, duties, obligations, chores, laugh, folks. You got to laugh. I'm going to make an effort to laugh today. I make an effort to laugh every day. I make an effort to make other people laugh every day. You got to laugh. Laughter is the music of the heart. Laughter is pain turned inside out. Laughter is internal jogging. Laughter takes the friction out of human relationships. Laughter, well, sometimes the only sense you can make out of life is a sense of humor. This life would be uninhabitable if we didn't laugh. We don't laugh because we feel good. We feel good because we laugh. It releases the natural painkillers called endorphins, you know? And we don't stop laughing because we've grown old. We've grown old because we stop laughing. And since I am growing old, I try to laugh more and more and more every day. Please try to laugh today and, you know, try to be around people, not doom and gloom people, but, you know, people who laugh. And try to cheer somebody up today with some laughter. All right. Today's scripture passage from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 17, verse 20. Jesus says, "I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move." There's the connection with my opening line of the program today. How big is a mustard seed? Well, scholars tell us, and maybe if you're a farmer you would know this, or if you have a big garden or whatever. Scripture scholars tell me, because I'm not into those things, that a mustard seed is very, 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 very small. So Jesus is saying, faith, a little bit of faith, can move mountains. Are you doubtful about that? Are you starting to have some reservations here? You're saying, I think Jesus is using hyperbole. He's just using, you know, fancy language. But come on. Well, wait a minute. Wait. Before you shut down, before you just write Jesus' statement off as, you know, blah, 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 let's talk about what he's saying here. What's the purpose of this statement? Well, first of all, it is to tell us how important faith is. Well, you shouldn't be surprised by that. If you're listening to this program, you are a man or woman of faith, perhaps struggling faith, but you're a man or woman of faith. You know? What's our world going to be like without God? There's no God. We're in big trouble. So, a little bit of faith can accomplish things. There's a power that is released when we say, "Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. I believe there's a God. I believe God's involved in my life on a day-to-day basis. I believe God answers prayers." Now let me use something as a comparison here, okay? This is in my book, The Leap of Faith. I quote this. The source is unknown. It's entitled, "What Cancer Cannot Do." Because when's one of the times our faith is significantly challenged? When we hear that we have cancer, we panic. And that's where even faith the size of a mustard seed can help us move mountains. All the studies have shown, lots of studies have shown, that people of faith and prayer heal more quickly. They live longer. They have a great attitude. All right. All right. So this is entitled What Cancer Cannot Do. It says cancer is so limited. It cannot cripple love. It cannot shatter hope. It cannot corrode faith. It cannot destroy peace. It cannot kill friendship. It cannot suppress memories. It cannot silence courage. It cannot invade the soul. It cannot steal eternal life. It cannot conquer the spirit. No, cancer can't do any of those things unless we let them. And the thread woven through all that really is faith. Because as soon as you hear the word see, as soon as the doctor says, the studies have shown, the tests have shown that you got cancer, you can either go to pieces, or you can stand tall because you're a man or woman of faith. And you can say, this is not going to conquer me. This is not going to overwhelm me. This is not going to take away my peace, my joy, my sense of humor. So important. And as I said, the thread woven through all of that, or maybe the foundation, the ground on which you stand to be able to say that, is your faith. Even if it's the size of a mustard seed, Jesus says, it's powerful. So this time, you might have to say to the mountain called cancer, move from here to there, it will move. The famous cancer doctor Bernie Siegel talked about exceptional cancer patients. And he would talk about the people who had a deep faith, a good outlook on life, and definitely a sense of humor. Oh, you gotta laugh. Now, what about the timing of the movement of the mountain? We sometimes get pretty discouraged because we don't think God's moving quick enough. We don't think God is giving us enough signs that we're going to get the prayer answered the way we want the prayer answered. Well, let me share with you a poem now. Again, the author is unknown. But this is great food for thought. Here it is. Sometimes I ask the question, my Lord, is this your will? As then I hear you answer me, my precious child, be still. Sometimes I feel frustrated, cause I think I know what's best. It's then I hear you say to me, my busy child, just rest. I know the plans I have for you, the wondrous things you'll see, if you can just be patient, child, and put your trust in me. I've plans to draw you closer, I've plans to help you grow. There's much I do you cannot see, and much you do not know. But know this, child, I love you. You are precious unto me. Before I formed you in the womb, I planned your destiny. I have something very special I hope for you to learn. The gifts I wish to give you are gifts you cannot earn. Rest, child, and do not weary of doing what is good. I promise I'll come back for you just like I said I would. Your name is written on my palm. I never could forget. Therefore, do not be discouraged when my answer is not yet. And we do get discouraged, huh? We want the answers now. We're saying, all right, here I am. Let me use this example. Here I am, God, okay? Right now. I'm saying I have the faith. Bring it on. See, God, I have the faith. Snap my finger. It should work now. Let the faith, let the mountains be moved. Well, the mountains don't get moved sometimes until God's saying, okay, I appreciate your faith. Keep standing there. Stand there in faith. But wait. Oh, no. Not the W word. Not wait. Yeah, wait. Why? Why should I wait? I'm ready. Here's the faith. I'm all pumped up. See my muscles of faith? Bring it on. Well, you're not going to force God's hand. You're not going to twist his arm behind his back. You're not going to make God move up his timing. The only one ever did that was the Blessed Mother at the wedding feast of Cana when she got him to move up his hour. Now, what your faith, even if it's the size of a mustard seed, is supposed to do right now is also give you patience. Help you to be patient. Can't give you patience. We're the only one who can give ourselves patience. Your faith right now is to prepare you for the next moment, the next day, the next week, the next month, the next year. Your faith right now is to help you see that maybe God has to work on this area before he uses you to work on another area. Yeah, go ahead, say it. Wow, Father Scott, this is such a mystery. Wow, Father Scott, I mean, how do I know how God's going to use me? Well, that's part of the mystery. God uses you when God wants to use you, in the way God wants to use you, and you, in faith, the size of a mustard seed, say, here I am, Lord, I've come to do your will. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Send me, Lord. And those prayers are very pleasing to God, and you can bet on it that God will use you at the right time, in the right place, for the right purpose. Our prayer partners today are men and women who are in consecrated life, in religious vows, poverty, chastity, obedience, and other vows beside the three common ones. We want to pray that they are a source of light and salt for the earth. We want to pray for my community, religious men dedicated to the example of St. Francis, Capuchin Franciscan friars, trying to bring good news to the world. We want to pray for my community for an increase of vocations, if that's God's holy will. So pray for religious men and women, okay, today. Our food for thought today, clever. The Christian life is like an airplane. When you stop, you drop. So there's no stopping, huh? No. You can go on retreat to rest, but that doesn't ever stop your walking, your Christian life. Even on retreat, you may have to, you know, witness to somebody with your life and maybe even with words. Today's small attempt to make you smile or laugh. Now, this is the way this headline was written that makes it funny. There was once a headline in a New York newspaper, and it read, Pope cites dangers facing the world, names 8 cardinals. Those are 2 completely different ideas, but when you put them together, it looks like the 8 cardinals are the dangers that the Pope is citing. Contact me, Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. Let me know you listened to the program, what you like about the program. You can send me your prayer intentions. I faithfully will take them to prayer. And let me know if you want to receive my newsletter. You can send me a gift. Make a check out to Tash from my hospital in Oaxaca, TASH, Inc. Send to Father Scott, 221 36th Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15201. And you can visit my website at fatherscott.com, spell out Father. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Joyful, joyful, Lord, we adore thee.